Morning on the Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line, former Grand Junction Tiger, CU Buff, Southern Utah standout, and played in the NFL with the Chargers. Marcus Harris joins us. Marcus, good to hear from you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Marcus. Doing great. Okay, we got to ask you before we get into what you're up to these days and also about the golf tournament for Coach Landon McKee and the Grand Junction Tigers. We're doing this film, and it's a film on the Broncos Super Bowl 50 season. And so we're casting some of the, obviously a lot of the principal players for the Broncos, like Peyton Manning and Von Miller and a lot of those guys. But we're also, you have to cast the villains too. And so today we're casting Tom Brady, guy that I know that you got in your career, because that was a pretty cool moment when you got him. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and Philip Rivers, former fellow Charger. So we've got, what, Josh DeMille playing Brady, right? That was in the Transformer films. Married to Fergie, once upon a time.
Same
Black
size.
Eyed Peas. Same size. Both guys are 6'4". You know who I'm talking about, right? Josh DeMille, the actor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is that a good cast for Tom Brady?
Man, that's actually a great question, Jim. I've never thought of an actor for Tom or even Bell, or even Philip. But I know, obviously, I played with Philip, and I know there's some guys that I think would be great characters for him personally. But I think you guys are onto something for sure.
Okay, because we're not letting...
Is he too athletic to play Brady?
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
Or maybe even Philip, too. You could say that about Philip as well.
That's very true. Yeah, Philip Rivers, not exactly the most athletic quarterback you're ever going to see. We got Marcus Harris, former Grand Junction Tiger, former NFL linebacker with us in the program today. So we haven't really figured out Belichick yet. That's the one we're having a hard time with. But so you like Josh DeMille as Brady. You had Sam Worthington?
That's who I have, yeah.
As Philip Rivers. He's not anywhere close to being the same size. He does bear a striking resemblance. A guy that was an avatar. He's been in a ton of films. So, and we can't let guys play themselves, Marcus. So otherwise, you know, Manning would probably, Peyton would play Peyton.
It takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah, it takes all the fun out of it. You have to cast guys. So if you were still in the league playing that season, who would we cast as Marcus Harris? Who would you want to play you in your story?
I joke about this a lot with my uncle, Brian Wyman, who I grew up with there in Grand Junction. We've had several conversations about who would play me and actually him as well. I've always come up with Denzel Washington, but he disagrees with me on that.
I kind of see it a little bit. I don't know. I mean, I see pictures of you on Facebook all the time, and I don't think Denzel, you've kept yourself in pretty much NFL ready shape, my friend. I don't know if Denzel can necessarily. He's a guy that's like around my age. You know, we're talking, you know, like late, you know, mid to late 50s. Denzel's going to have to get to the gym. I mean, you're really going to have to work with him, man, if he's going to play you.
Right. Well, it just depends on what story or what movie we're going to play, because there's a lot of them over the years.
What about Denzel's kid, John David?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing great right now in Hollywood. I actually enjoy watching him a lot, actually, right now.
And John David, a guy that played college football, was, I think,
Morehouse, right?
Yeah, believe what, had a tryout with an NFL team, if I remember correctly. So I think there's some of that.
He was a UFA for the Rams.
Yeah, so he's got some football blood coursing through his veins. So maybe it's not Denzel. Maybe it's his son that plays the role. I know you're over in the Front Range. What are you up to these days?
You know what? So I'm over here in Denver still, raising the family. Obviously, they're keeping us busy. Things are, you know, fortunately back to normal. Kids are in school. We're back in sports, practice, games. That's really where I spend a lot of my time right now. My wife does real estate, so I get to see on a daily basis how crazy this market is. Working with buyers and sellers, and we literally, over here on this side of the mountain, Jim, we have no inventory. People are overbidding 50,000 to 80,000. That's just the starting point. Again, 50,000 to 80,000 over ask, and you know, a lot of times we're not even in the ballpark. People continue to move here in record numbers from California and New York, and you know, it's great to be in the business, but it's also scary at the same time. Just you know, specific to supply and demand. So that keeps me busy, and definitely excited. obviously with Coach Landon McGee taking over the program. You know, where myself and a lot of the Tigers and the former alum, we, you know, haven't been happy with the way the program's gone, and actually just excited, like I said, for him to jump in there and take over there with the Grand Junction High School Tigers.
Marcus Harris, former Grand Junction Tiger, former CU Buff, Southern Utah standout, former NFL linebacker with us in the program today, and we'll talk more about the Grand Junction Tiger Football Golf Tournament coming up at Tirado June 12th. I know that Marcus, like you said, it's been some lean year season, you know, season before last. Tigers made the playoffs for the first time in quite some time, and Landon comes in now as the new head coach after a long time working out with Joe Romano at Palisade. And I know he's excited about the opportunity to get things kind of turned around for this Tiger football program. I had the privilege of calling games that you played in when you played at Grand Junction. Andrew Walter, another guy that went to the NFL and had a tremendous college career as well, playing at Arizona State, had a chance to call the games when you guys played together. What are some of your fondest memories of being a Tiger football player and what that means? Because obviously you're concerned about the legacy. You're getting yourself very invested in Coach McKee and his staff coming in. Just kind of take us back to some of your favorite memories and what it still means to you to be a Grand Junction Tiger.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. Great question. You know, for me, I had a lot of my family, my uncles, who were at Grand Junction High School before I was. And, you know, I was able to transfer over there, you know, after growing up in Fruita. And the whole reason for that is just because I knew what I wanted to do, you know, after high school, going into college. And, you know, for me, I wanted to get the most exposure to the scouts to obviously play at the highest level in college. And so, you know, for me to jump over to Grand Junction, that's exactly why I did that. And, you know, growing up and being there from Grand Junction and even growing up in Fruita, Grand Junction High School always dominated in the sporting arena, you know, and it wasn't just here and there or, you know, a few good years. It was as long as I can remember. And, you know, specific to the memories, it was just being a young kid in high school, you know, great friends and teammates. And, you know, I remember at times we hated going over the mountain and, you know, specifically in the winter months. But just being on those buses and just, you know, hanging out with the guys, you know, we had great trips. And those are definitely memories that I'll definitely carry with me forever. And now the fun thing is that I get to share those with my kids who are in high school and going into high school. And, you know, I just, again, back to the playing specifically, there was great teams, you know, between Fruita and Central and even Palisade at times. And, you know, I remember just the stands being filled with the students and the fans. And it was just a great time and a great time to grow up and, lots of memories for sure.
Former Grand Junction Tiger Marcus Harris joining us on the Jim Davis Show. You talked about how you and some fellow alums not happy with, you know, the program not being at the standards that you and some of the other generations of Tigers had set. Was there any point here, you know, in since you've been done playing football that you were like, you know what, I want to throw my hat in the ring?
You know, I've actually thought about that a lot. And, you know, even in college, you know, that was kind of my goal after football, you know, thinking about life after football was getting into either broadcasting or, you know, coaching. And, you know, unfortunately, I've never made it back over there after leaving, you know, to living there. And, you know, I like to joke and I tell everyone we go 100 miles an hour, you know, and if you're from Junction and you currently live there, you know the difference between Denver and Grand Junction, you know. And so right now, I still feel like I'm in my prime. I'm going 100 miles an hour. We're working. We got business. We obviously got the family and the kids. And maybe one day if I decide to slow down and relax, I could see myself actually coming back and moving there. But right now, I definitely don't see it in the cards. But I am excited that Coach Landon is stepping up and, you know, even reaching out to me a month ago, you know, reached out. We had a great conversation. And I told Coach that was the first call that I've had from a coach, you know, specifically to Grand Junction High School in probably 7 or 8 years at least, you know. And last time I was over there, we had a great golf tournament. We raised a ton of money for the program. And, you know, I think we've had a few head coaches since then, but it is exciting because Coach Landon is reaching out to all the former alum and obviously introducing himself, telling us specifically about his goals and what he plans to do. And, of course, he wants the alum behind him. And for me, that's exciting, right? Because we all take pride in the program and Grand Junction. And if you can get the people behind you, I think that's one of the most important steps. And unfortunately, you know, the negative for me is that it's hard to get stuff done in Grand Junction, you know. And, you know, I know there's been votes and schools and different things that have been turned down. And I know my family and my uncles went to Grand Junction High School, and it's the same school that was there when they went, you know. And so I hope that, you know, the alum can get behind the program, support these kids, and really, you know, return to dominance. I talked to Coach, and that was one of my things that I came up with, is I would love to have that going into the off season and the summer, is RTD. And again, that's return to dominance, and that's really what we want and we expect as former alum. And we obviously don't expect Coach to do it himself. You know, it's a lot of work, but we know we can do that with the help and support of, you know, the local community and all the former alum that are all over the nation right now.
Former Grand Junction Tigers standout, former NFL linebacker Marcus Harris joining us, talking about the Tigers golf tournament for the football program coming up June 12th out of Tierrada. We'll get into that in just a moment. Have you, because of what's going on with Coach McKee reaching out to you, Marcus, and you having obviously being involved in the program once again, has it led to you talking to some of your old teammates and like an Andrew Walter and guys like that? Have you had a chance to reconnect with some of those guys because of this process, or hoping to reconnect with some of those guys? Maybe they're coming here for the golf tournament in June.
Yeah, great question. And so, yeah, that actually did happen, Jim. Talked to Coach Landon. You know, he filled me in and told me kind of the game plan and what his vision was. And for me, you know, I've always been one of those guys, like, let's go, like, let's get rolling. And so, yeah, I've actually talked to Andrew Walters. He's living in San Fran. I've talked to guys like Justin Waltershy, J.R. Perulis, J.R. Colomini, Cliff Martin. And there's probably about 8 to 10 other guys that, you know, we all played together. And they were actually excited when I reached out and let them know what was going on. And every single one of them said, listen, let me know what I can do. I'll definitely be there. And we're actually going to treat this like a homecoming parade. we actually missed our 20-year reunion, which was last year, for obvious reasons. And so I think we're going to make it like a big reunion with all of us just coming together and, you know, taking time to spend with each other, because we're not getting any younger. But it's a great reason to come together and almost, like I said, make it a 20-year reunion.
Tell me about, you know, not getting younger. I mean, man, I called your games, and geez, I mean, I still feel like you're, you know, you're a 17, 18-year-old guy, Marcus. I still they got Marcus Harris, Andrew Walter around doing their thing at Grand Junction. Those guys are still young pups. And yeah, we're all a little bit older dogs than we used to be.
Yes.
Marcus Harris joining us today, former Grand Junction Tiger, great, and former NFL linebacker for the Chargers and the 49ers. With the tournament coming up June 12th, we do want to talk about this. I have some other questions I want to ask you, but June 12th at Tierrado, it's going to be a scramble. And I know that you're saying that people can call you, and we've got some other numbers. They can reach out 254-6900. To reach you, right, about playing in the tournament?
Yeah, so that's actually going to be Coach Landon McGee's office number.
Okay.
We spoke this morning, and he said people could reach out directly to him. Like you said, Jim, June 12th, 1:30 at Tierrado Golf Course. We're going to raise a lot of money for the program. One thing I'll throw in there, unfortunately, you know, not to get into too many specifics, but, you know, the previous coaching staff left very, very little money for the program, you know, and for any coach and at any school, when you don't have money and funds to be able to go out and put into the program, it's not good for anyone, you know. So that's the whole purpose of this golf tournament, is have guys like myself and Andrew and Justin and J.R. Perulis and all these guys come back together to reconnect, but also come out for a great cause. And that, all that money's going directly to the program. And, of course, that's one of the things and the reasons that we're doing it June 12th, 1:30 at Tiarato Golf Course.
And it's kind of a call out to all the former Grand Junction Tiger alum, football alum, certainly, but others as well. But you know, former Tiger football players that that I know that are still here in the Valley, you'd love to see those guys show up from the past generations, right, and play in this tournament. That'd be a cool, not just a reunion for you and your guys for your 20th reunion that got canceled last year, but kind of an overall Grand Junction High football reunion. That you'd love to see that happen for this golf tournament.
Absolutely, Jim. And, of course, I'm name-dropping my guys in my class, but I know guys. And if anyone knows these guys, and maybe they're listening, but guys like Brian Wyman, Mark Miller, Chris Burns, Jim Billings, you know, these guys heard that we're coming back. And, you know, I got to be honest, these guys are getting really, really old.
Wow. Ouch.
But you know, they want to make a side bet. You know, they think they can hang with the young guys. And fortunately, I'm still in my 30s.
Yeah.
I can say that for another year, but we're planning on taking on these guys at the event on June 12th. And you know, I don't think they have a chance. Like I said, they're getting super old, but we're willing to take them on and winner take all for sure.
And I know all those guys you just mentioned. And so I know they're a pretty competitive bunch, you know. And so this is going to be, and you and, you know, JR and all those guys are, you guys are a competitive group of guys too. This is going to be a lot of fun coming up on June 12th at Tiarato, 1:30, $100 per player, 500 team and hole sponsor. And I know that the Landon's looking for hole sponsors and other sponsorship opportunities for the golf tournament. And once again, if you want to get signed up to play in it, and or if you're a business owner that would like to get involved in this, 254-6900, 254-6900. And we'll talk more about the tournament again. We'll get together again and talk more about it. But it is June 12th at 1:30, the Grand Junction Tigers Football Tiger Classic. And it's a four-man scramble, $100 per person. Once again, 254-6900 if you want to call in. And all kinds of great prizing involved in this as well. The chance to win some really cool stuff. So make sure you get call in if you're a business, want to sponsor and or plan it. 254-6900, and especially all those former Grand Junction Tiger football players want to get you out and support Coach McKee and the new coaching staff, Jared Frazier, and all those guys that are over there now at Grand Junction High School. Got Marcus Harris with us, former Tiger standout. And I referenced it just a little bit because we talked about casting Brady for our movie. One of your highlight moments was sacking Tom Brady and doing the backflip. I'll never forget that. That was so cool when you did that.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, looking back and being able to watch these guys, you know, still go out, specifically Brady, go out and compete at a high level, it's amazing, you know. And you know, arguably so, he might be one of the best quarterbacks in history right there along with Peyton Manning, you know. And me being able to even sack Peyton Manning and his brother Eli, and you know, those are definitely fond memories that I have of playing the game, you know, and not just, you know, getting to them or getting a sack specifically, but like you said, Jim, being able to go out on Monday Night Football, do a backflip, and, you know, to be able to share those memories and pictures with my kids today, it's truly amazing. And it's one of the things that I'll definitely carry with me, but also miss at the same time.
Marcus Harris with us on the Jim Davis Show today on the Team Sports Network. I just take kind of a general thought about, you know, being a former player and where the league is right now, the things you like about the league, the changes since you've decided to retire, things you like, things maybe you don't like about the league right now.
Yeah, so definitely some positives, and I have these conversations all the time. I still got former teammates that are coaching in the NFL, and it's the positive, you know, the for the players. And of course, you know, they always say the previous players have to pave the way, you know, but the positive is that there's so many changes specifically to the health and safety of the players. They're trying to shorten these off seasons and these workouts and, you know, things like hitting and tackling on a daily or regular basis. Obviously at that level, you don't have to do those things like you might in obviously high school or even college. But for me, you know, one of the last years I was able to play in San Fran for a year. And that was Mike Singletary's first year of coaching. And, you know, physically, I couldn't play anymore after that. I had one back surgery, tried to get two more years, only got one more year, which was my final year in San Fran. But you know, mentally, I could have easily played another 3 years. But I tell everyone today, I love Coach Singletary, great speaker, great leader. But he physically took off about 2 to 3 years of everyone's career that year, because we literally went full pads every day. We are hitting, we are tackling. We actually had the most injuries in the NFL that year. And so when you're looking at it that from that perspective, you know, for me, it's like, hey, take care of your players, take care of your guys. We all know that the NFL has the shortest career span, you know, right there hovering around 3 years, and then you're done. Right. But what if we're able to prolong that, you know, to 5, 6, 7 years just by taking care of the players? And so I'm definitely happy with what the NFL is doing right now, what the union's doing for the players. And, you know, we joke around all the time, man, I would love to be playing right now because I could easily squeak out another, you know, 4 years just because the teams and the organizations are taking care of the players. Obviously, that's all the positive. You know, for me, it's kind of a crazy time in history and across the nation. And
sure,
you know, I don't want to get into a political conversation this morning, Jim. But you know, in the sporting world, I do believe it's great that the players are willing to just take a stance and stand up for whatever they believe in, whether you like that or not, or it's right or wrong. It is a great platform for these players to do that. You know. But at the same time, as a former player and now even as a fan, you know, I know a lot of us just want to watch, you know, a great sporting game. You know, I don't care if that's football, baseball, basketball. And, you know, at times it's like, okay, do we need to get into the political conversation every single time that I watch a sporting event? You know, and so, you know, of course, there's a fine line. You know, the players have a voice and they should be able to speak up for whatever they believe in. But at the same time, you know, it's a sport and it's a game and people love it, you know. So it's hard. It's one of those things where it's hard to get into what's right and wrong and who should do what and who should say and what not to say, you know. But I think we're all ready just to get back to as much as normal as possible. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world right now that I would love to see the change, and
absolutely,
you know, hopefully that's where we're headed as a nation. You know, not to get off topic, but you know, if we could all just figure out a way just to come together, you know, and have a foundation of love. That doesn't mean we have to agree on everything and unite. You might not like what I say or what I believe in, and I, you know, vice versa. But that doesn't mean we have to hate each other and kill each other and. You know, there's a lot of things that I believe that we could, you know, change just by coming together. And eventually, I really hope that we can get back there, you know.
Just got to listen to each other. I mean, that's the thing. We have to listen to each other's experiences, our journeys, and have an open mind to it. And you're absolutely right. Spot on in everything you just said. I appreciate the candor about that. Marcus, always a pleasure. Best to you and your family, and we're going to get you back on again soon. This is not going to be the last time we talk for a while, so we'll be getting back together. So I know you're a busy guy, but we're gonna make it happen again before June 12th. It's been a real pleasure getting the chance to talk once again. It's been far too long, my friend.
Yes, no. I know I say this every time, but I really appreciate it. I love what you guys are doing. You guys have, you know, withstood the test of time, and again, what you guys are what you do is amazing. And I love just to be on here and spend some time with you. And I know, you know, obviously everyone listening. I really hope everyone's doing well and staying healthy. And again, we would love just to see you. You know, come out even if you're not a Tiger. You know, come out, come play some golf. Come meet the guys, see the guys, catch up. And, you know, it would be a great time to just to get together and support the team, and not just the team, but the Valley as well. So, again, thank you guys so much. And, again, thank you guys so much. And I-